Welcome, my beautiful gemsters. Hope you all are off to an amazing day. With me today is my guest, Philip Bresnahan, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about who he is, and then we're going to dive into a powerful conversation that you do not want to miss. So if you're a note taker, I suggest you to grab your pen and your piece of paper or pull out your phone and pop open that notes app so you can take notes because you're going to want to hear this. So let me tell you a little bit more about Philip, right? So Philip Bresnahan is a clinical research analyst. 18 years ago, he was rushed to the hospital with very high blood pressure. And in that same year, he was diagnosed with the big C, cancer. And we all hate cancer. So he spent the next 17 years being a clinical research analyst, studying what he had been discovered about the root cause of practically every disease known to mankind. Because you know, when you treat the root cause of any disease, you are giving the body what it needs to repair itself as it was designed to do. So in some of his studies, he discovered the simplicity of how we are wonderfully made. And in doing so, he discovered the root cause of practically every disease, even known to cancer. So that's just a tip of Philip, but that doesn't go into everything that he does or who he is. So I'm going to welcome Philip onto the show and you're going to learn some more about him. So welcome, Philip. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well. And do you mind on disclosing what type of cancer you were diagnosed with?
It was melanoma. But what I learned in my 17 years of clinical research, it doesn't matter what type of cancer it is. There's only one root cause for cancer. Okay. That's it. Okay. You want me to tell you?
Yes, but I do have a follow-up question.
Okay.
So before you spent that whopping amount of time as a clinical research analyst, were you always in the healthcare sector or did you fall into it?
I kind of fell into it. I was actually a building contractor for many years.
Oh, okay. Well, on that note, I definitely want you to tell me what it is.
Okay. Well, it's actually very simple. All disease starts at the cell level, not at the organ or system level. Okay. So what is going wrong with our cells that we're getting any disease? Well, in order for all your cells to work and function properly, they have to have a certain amount of negative energy or voltage to work. Okay. I'll give you a quick example. Diabetes. Okay. Your beta cells in your pancreas control your insulin production. When your beta cells lose some of their electrons, they can no longer control your insulin production, so you get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. When your beta cells lose all of their electrons, you now cannot function at all, and now you get diagnosed with type 1. When your beta cells become positively charged, you actually have pancreatic cancer. See, Tufts University actually took live cells, and they lowered the voltage of the live cells from a negative 25 to a positive 30. They became tumorous. When they raised it back up to a negative 60, it actually destroyed the tumors. So Professor Levin said, we have proven it's the electrical events that determine whether you get cancer or not. He said, it's like an on and off switch. Well, so what was causing my cells to become positively charged? Because he said, all cancer tissue has a positive charge. All healthy tissue has a negative charge.
Okay.
Well, I was drinking soda, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh.
Soda has a positive charge of about 500 millivolts of free radicals in every drop. Soda, Red Bull, Gatorade, all of the energy drinks are all pretty much about the same. And what they do is they rob the electrons out of your cells. Wherever your weakest cells are will actually determine what health condition you get.
Wow.
So it's pretty much that simple. Matter of fact, what they said at Tufts University, this was in Science Daily, which was also on PubMed. It said, Professor Levin, a biology, the director of the Center of Regenerative and Developmental Biology, said, we have shown it's the electrical events that tell your cells what to do. Said the voltage changes are not merely a sign of cancer. They control and direct whether cancer occurs or not.
Mm.
I actually had a lady who had leukemia for 7 years. I showed her how to flood her body with electrons, and in 6 weeks, she went in for her next blood test. Doctor called her up the next day, said, you need to come back in. She said, why? Something happened with your blood test. She said, what do you mean? Well, it doesn't show you have leukemia. She tried telling him what she's doing. He said, oh, that won't work. She said, well, I'll come in, but I won't pay for it. He said, I'll pay for it. Get in here. Did another blood test. She didn't have leukemia anymore.
Wow. We're going to pause there because I want to, before we dive in a little bit further, I forgot to do this in the beginning. And it is the icebreaker or the rapid fire. So the guests can know a little bit more about you. And I'm sure the gemsters will be like, Genesis, why didn't you do that with Philip? So Philip, to get going on a personal and professional level, are you more interested in either an icebreaker or a rapid fire 10 question game?
Either one. I'm open.
Okay. Let's see how fast you can fire off with rapid fire. Okay. So here we go, y'all. We're playing rapid fire with Philip and Genesis. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Question number one. What is one thing you would say to someone battling cancer?
I would say, basically, you have to stay off the free radicals and start flooding your body with the strongest antioxidant known to man, and it'll destroy the cancer cells naturally.
Question two. What is one word to describe you?
Me? It really bothers me when I found out things are lied about. As an example, I was getting tired of watching the commercials for little kids with leukemia. Their hair's falling out, their eyes are sunken in because they're poisoning with chemo and radiation when the higher ups know how to get rid of it naturally and they won't do it. So it just the crookedness of everything, it just kind of drives me nuts.
Okay. So do you have that one word that describes you?
One word?
Yes, one word.
Truth.
Truth. Question three. Would you rather drink coffee, tea, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Question four. What's that something else?
Molecular hydrogen water.
Okay. Question five. What is your favorite color?
Blue.
Question six. You get three random acts of kindness minimum per day. What are your three random acts of kindness to do for someone else today?
Share my biblical knowledge with them. Help them get over their health issues if they have any, and do whatever I can to help them have a better day.
Question seven. What is your happy place where you find that peace and that zenness?
When I'm helping people.
Question eight. If you could trade places with anyone for 24 to 72 hours, would you trade places or remain Philip?
For 24 hours, I would change places.
Okay. Question eight, who would you trade places with?
The one who invented the electric car.
Okay. Okay. Question nine, keep me honest here. If money was no option, where would you be headed?
Where would I be headed?
Yes.
Like, or where would I like to live?
Well, you could either live or travel there. I'll give you that one.
Maui.
Okay. So Hawaii. And question 10, it is our bonus question. And here are the rules, Philip. It's a pass or play question. So if you pass, our roles are reversed and you get to ask me a question. If you choose to play, I ask one last question to wrap up rapid fire. So are you passing or playing?
I'll play.
Okay, last question here. You said you're a biblical person. So what is your favorite scripture?
Psalms 83:18 is one of them, but it's actually Psalms 37 verses 10 and 11.
Okay. What, can you recite that verse for us?
Yes. Just a little while longer and the wicked will be no more. You'll certainly give attention to their place and they will not be here, but the meek themselves will possess the earth and they will exist in exquisite peace or delight.
And thank you so much, Philip, for playing rapid fire. And there you go, jumpsters. I did ask Philip those 10 questions, and I hope you learned a little bit more about who he is since we didn't share all of that in the bio. Now, my other thing that Philip and I are going to dive into is reversing serious health issues naturally. And he talked about flooding your body with antioxidants. And he said his drink of choice was hydrogen molecular water. So let's start there. Is hydrogen molecular water the water that is going to boost and flood their body with antioxidants, or are you going to do something else like noni juice or something else?
No, molecular hydrogen water is the strongest antioxidant known to man. It's the only one that will actually reverse serious health issues once you already have them.
Okay, and where can they find that water?
They have to have a machine from Japan. It's in all the most of the hospitals there, because in Japan they practice preventive medicine.
Oh, okay. So you have to get the machine from Japan. Yeah. Is where it's manufactured. How much does one of those machines retail with, of course, exports and import?
All right. Well, first, let me explain how they found out about it.
Okay.
Most people have heard of seven different places around the world where they used to have what they call miracle water. It used to help people with all these different health issues. Scientists many years ago found out what the difference was between that water and the water we have here. And there was a special element in the water called molecular hydrogen. Well, molecular hydrogen has a negative charge of 500 to 700 millivolts of electrons in every drop. So a gentleman in Japan actually developed a device that emulated the water in those seven places. And they declared it a medical device there. And it's in the majority of all the hospitals there. Because in Japan, they practice preventive medicine. They don't treat symptoms.
Okay. And this is really good to know. So it has 500 voltage within that water. So yeah. How much would an average person have to drink in order to reverse whatever disease that they have?
Okay. Well, there's a different protocol for everything, but if you have cancer as an example, mm-hmm. you should start off drinking your body weight in ounces every day. Okay. But you have to stay off of soda, Red Bull, Gatorade, because it takes 30 glasses to get rid of the acid and inflammation just in one glass of soda, Red Bull, or Gatorade, any of those energy drinks. So if you just drink the water all day, basically most people, if they have cancer within 2 to 3 months, they're cancer free, but they have to follow the protocol in order for that to happen.
And what about diet? Because it sounds all fine and dandy to drink the water, but of course you need to have some type of diet too, because, you know, some people may have the water, but maybe they're eating things that their body is going to feed off of to, you know, constantly produce that sugar and et cetera.
Exactly. People with cancer, until their cancer is gone, they have to stay off all sugars, because sugars are a very strong free radical and it actually feeds the cancer. So while you should basically, to be honest with you, if you can do a whole food plant-based diet just for those couple of months, you'll see things happen a lot quicker, because your natural fruits and vegetables have electrons in them. So in addition to eating healthy and flooding your body with molecular hydrogen, it'll be a lot more effective that way.
Okay. And how long did it take you to find this out, Philip, as well as incorporate it in your lifestyle?
Well, it took me about 1 year to get the basis of everything, so I understood why the water did what it did, because I have to understand why something works, mm-hmm. you know, because there's so much garbage out there that people say it does this and does that, and it doesn't do anything. Well, I had to understand why this water was helping so many people with so many different health issues. And so that's why the first year I learned my basics of it. But to get to the point where I can explain it, where the common person can understand it, it took me a lot longer to do that.
So did you have to go to Japan to get one of these machines, or how did you go about getting a machine?
No, I just ordered it over the internet. And I ordered it about 16 years ago, and I still have the machine. It still works good.
Oh, wow. And how do you service it or anything like that?
Well, it hooks right up to your kitchen sink.
Okay.
There's one filter that you have to replace every 3,000 gallons. Okay. And it actually talks to you. So it tells you when it's time to replace it. This is filter replacement. So you know you need to replace it. The problem is there are a lot of knockoffs here in the States that only work about 3 to 6 months. So I try to explain to people why you don't want to buy one of the knockoffs, because then you'll be throwing your money down the tube. Mm-hmm. I have an electrical meter that I bought off the internet. It's called an ORP meter, which stands for oxidation reduction potential. So it reads negative and positive electrical charges. So that way you can test your water regularly to see if it's working or not. Because I had a lady that her daughter had a tumor sticking out of her leg. After drinking the water for 30 days, it was gone. She went on the internet and bought one of these other machines, and in 6 months, her tumor was back. So I had the lady bring the water in, test it, and it tested out like tap water because of the way the machine was made.
Oh, wow. So the machine, you bought it online. Is there a site that you specifically went to get the real thing?
No. What I do with people is, depending upon their health issue, mm-hmm. I like to show on this clinical studies first. Okay. Mm-hmm. If they decide they want to buy a machine after they understand why they have their health issues and how to get rid of it, then I would send them a link where they can order it online and they could have it normally within about 4 or 5 days.
Okay. And then is it a pricey investment for those individuals?
Well, to some people it would be. I bought my machine 16 years ago for $4,000 and mm-hmm. it's still the same price today that it was 16 years ago.
Oh, wow.
But they have a newer one that is a little bit better, that's $5,000, but either one of them will work fine, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not just for cancer, it's pretty much any disease, because give you an example, autoimmune diseases. Mm-hmm. If you have an autoimmune disease, you go to your doctor, the doctor will tell you that your body is attacking itself. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Well, it means your body, because of having too many free radicals, it's like MS, multiple sclerosis, as an example. Mm-hmm. The free radicals are very acidic, besides robbing the electrons. And what it does, it eats a myelin sheath off the nerves and people get MS from it. Mm-hmm. If they flood their body with electrons, it will destroy the free radicals and give the cells what it needs now to repair that myelin sheath so they can get back to normal.
Yes. And another autoimmune disease, y'all, is lupus. And I wish I would have known about this machine, because that's what my little cousin, who was just like a little sister to me, passed from. And then recently, last year, we lost a cousin of mine to leukemia. So just knowing about this stuff is very important. Not a lot of people may know about this machine. That's why I'm asking so many questions, so we could share this information and be a wealth of knowledge to others. Because, you know, as people are doing chemotherapy, it's not always going to work for everybody, and it is killing their cells a lot faster. Or for some of those people who do go out and get a bone marrow transplant, it may not be 100% match, and then your body may also have some negative side effects to this bone marrow transplant.
Yeah, why not do it naturally? I mean, if you're treating the cause, your body will take care of itself. Now, I have one thing I want to read to you from the National Institute of Health, which is the largest health institute in the world.
Sure.
This clinical study is based on 100 other clinical studies, okay? Now, it starts off with a term called oxidative stress. That term is only used for free radical damage, okay? It goes on to say oxidative stress, inflammation, and cancer. How are they linked? It goes on to say that extensive research during the last two decades has revealed a mechanism by which continued oxidative stress or free radical damage can lead to chronic inflammation, which in turn could mediate or cause most chronic diseases, including cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, neurological disease, pulmonary disease, pretty much every disease in the book. So they know what the root cause is. They're just not making this public. Most people have heard of free radicals, but they have no idea what they are. They're anything with a positive electrical charge. That's what a free radical is. An antioxidant is anything with a negative electrical charge. So when you take a vitamin C pill, that's not an antioxidant. It does not have a negative charge. When you eat an orange, yes, you're getting the vitamin C and you're getting the electrons in the fresh fruits and vegetables. But when you have a serious health issue, you can't eat enough fruits and vegetables to reverse your condition. But when you flood your body with the electrons it needs, and I'll give you an example. I got so tired of watching the commercials with kids with leukemia. Like I told you, I went to Ecuador for 8 years to teach people the Bible in English. This guy came up to me, called himself Dr. Santini, said he's a naturopath in the States. His wife had had a stroke 2 years ago, and she couldn't talk because of the brain damage from the stroke. So I loaned him one of these machines from Japan. I said, I know this will help repair the brain damage. I just don't know how long it will take. Make sure she drinks this amount every day. It took 2.5 months. She woke him up in the middle of the night carrying on this long conversation. He called me up crying like a baby. So happy to have his wife back.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Then he called me a week later crying again. I said, what's wrong, Don? He says, you're not going to believe it. He said, she's even arguing with me. And I said, that's because all the synapses and everything is working like it's supposed to. I think he cut her back after that.
Oh, no, I hope not. So do you just have these machines stored up? Because you said you loaned him a machine.
I always keep just a couple around for people with serious health issues. I loan it to them so they can see how it helps. So because it's ridiculous that they're not making this more public.
And so. I guess my question is, with your knowledge and all your research, have you tried to partner with any healthcare facilities here in the U.S. to get them on board? Like, because there's a lot of homeopathic doctors and naturopathy doctors that would want to implement this stuff. And I feel like a lot of people are looking for holistic ways about going about doing things, but there's a lot of fad and phony stuff online.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, a lot of the holistic people too sell a lot of stuff that might help some people and not help other people. The molecular hydrogen works with everybody if they follow the protocol, because all you're doing is giving your cells what they need to regenerate and make healthy cells again. So it makes a big difference. Dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, they're all electrical issues in the brain. Well, if you're giving your brain the electrons it needs, you're not going to have those electrical issues. We have a lady by the name of Dr. Corrine Allen, had two brain clinics. When she started giving this water to her kids with autism, she saw 50% improvement right across the board. So then she looked into the research and found out she could give the stronger water, which is like, this is a 9.5 on the alkaline level. She could give the 11.5 to people with like Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. She had a lady who had Alzheimer's so bad she couldn't function in a group. In 7 months, she had her back to functioning normally.
People on dialysis, because you know their body already retains water and fluid, would this help someone that is, you know, going through that kidney failure?
Yes, I've had four people that used to be on dialysis that aren't on it anymore. See, regular tap water has so much garbage in it that the molecules cluster together anywhere from 15 to 100 molecules, so it's too heavy and it puts a lot of strain on your liver and kidneys. The molecular hydrogen is only 5 to 7 molecules. So it gets into every cell in your body and helps repair the damage in your liver. So.
And how can you see yourself, Philip, partnering with some physicians? Because I think with your knowledge and their knowledge, I would say it would be a great, you know, collaboration or synergies just to do better good. Because why do people want to be a doctor? To help people, right? It's not all about the dollar sign. So why aren't they, you know, putting this out there, you know?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is, when doctors are sent to medical school, they're basically trained to diagnose symptoms and to give you medication for symptoms. They do not allow them to include in the curriculum any clinical studies that talk about the cause or cure of any disease. Okay, if they started doing natural stuff without being licensed for natural stuff, they'll actually pull their license and they wouldn't be able to practice. So oh, they wow. have to actually be a naturopath in order to do stuff like this. And I'm open with anybody who, you know, would love to partner up with me or whatever, because I just want to get the information out there as much as I can. Now, my website, anybody can go there. It's called thewellnessexpert.us. If they go to the website, they'll see 50 clinical studies that talk about the root cause of diseases. They'll see 50 clinical studies about how molecular hydrogen reverses all those health issues. So they'll see it right off the government's website, PubMed, because when you click on the link, it takes them to PubMed, which is the government's website where they publish everything.
Oh man, I'm almost going to tell you to send me a machine to try so I can clean up my body, because I had a miscarriage in June. No, seriously, in June. And I'm really trying to get this weight off. Like, I've hired a nutritionist. I have a dietitian. I have a wellness coach. I've been working out. I'm like, why isn't this weight falling off? And this would have been baby number two. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing everything.
Yeah, but you're not drinking the molecular hydrogen water.
I know. I need you to send me a machine to test it out. So I can tell you, yeah, I lost all the weight. The swollenness is gone. And I can send this machine back to you. And I'm like, and I'm pregnant again. That wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, the water is great for people who are pregnant, because when they do the sonogram to see the baby, everything is like crystal clear in there.
Oh, it's wow. Like,
you know, it is so good for women who are pregnant. Yes.
Oh my gosh, that is so neat. I'm definitely gonna have to share this recording with my OBGYN to just educate her, because she practices, of course, Western medicine, but she's also, you know, non-American, similar to me. I'm Caribbean descent, so my mom believes in a lot of herbal stuff.
Yeah.
So I would definitely love to share this with her. But no, I'm like, all jokes aside, I would love to test out one of these machines because it just sounds incredible.
Well, if you lived, down here where I was at, I would loan it to you, but
where
you'd
are you
have,
based?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, see, and I'm in
Valrico,
Texas.
Florida. Yeah, you're a little ways away. Yeah, I went to a gentleman's house the other day, and as I was walking in the house, I was there for something else, but I saw these weights in the room. So I asked the wife, I says, who works out with all these weights? Because there's a lot of heavy duty stuff.
Yeah.
She said, my husband did till a year ago. I says, why a year ago? She said, well, he got an autoimmune disease that they cannot figure out what it is. She said, he's been to all these specialists, neurologists. He would flown to Shands Hospital for 11 days. Another neurologist could figure out because they're not taught about treating electrical issues. And all neurological conditions are electrical. So I actually loaned them a machine. I have it hooked up in their house so he can start getting back to normal because he can't talk. He can't walk right now. It's like, I mean, he really went downhill very quickly. And autoimmune diseases can do that to you. So that's why you need to take care of yourself and give your body what it needs.
Wow.
To be honest with you, I do not like water. Okay. I love soda, but I don't touch soda because I know what it does to me. But because I drink the water like I do, I can pretty much eat anything I want because it keeps me detoxed, keeps everything flushed out. So it takes off the stress off my liver and kidneys.
Oh, wow. That is incredible. Man, when I get to Orlando, maybe we may have to meet Orlando to
Not a problem. Just let me know. It's only about an hour and a half away.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Orlando or what else? Where is it? Altamonte Springs is where I go sometimes. And I've been to Clearwater. And then my one of my good god sisters lives in Winter Park, Florida.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, definitely may have to tell her, go get this machine. Fill up all the gallons you can.
You could actually drink two swallows of this water and you feel the difference immediately.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Have you ever took a shot of whiskey or tequila straight down?
I have.
Be
tequila.
Honest.
Okay. Tequila in Mexico.
You know how you felt it right away?
Yes.
Because the molecules are so small, they penetrate your blood-brain barrier as you're drinking it, but it dehydrates your brain. That's why you have trouble with balance and strength. Mm. Well, this water is even smaller than that. And because of the electrons, when you drink it, you feel the difference with balance and strength immediately.
Oh, wow.
Your brain controls everything you do. So we really kind of need to take care of our brain.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. And not pump it up with these drugs, y'all, that the pharmaceutical companies push to the doctors because there's a kickback. And I know you're not supposed to say kickback because it's frowned upon, but there is. Whether you look at the coin on the right side or the left side, there are some type of kickbacks where one is scratching another's back. So just be mindful of what you're putting into your body. And Philip, let's jump to the CTA, which is the call to action, which is some homework for them. What do you want them to do once they hear this recording? And then we'll give them your links and et cetera.
I want them to go to my website, which is thewellnessexpert.us. Look and go to where it says clinical studies and go to the one that says root causes, and there'll be over 50 clinical studies there. They click on it, it'll bring it to the government's website so they can read the clinical studies for themselves why they have the health issues they do. Once they're done reading that, they need to go back to clinical studies and go to the molecular hydrogen, see all the clinical studies on that, how it reverses everything. Because even the pharmaceutical industry put out a paper how they call it hydrogen medicine, how it reverses Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, atherosclerosis, diabetes. I mean, it's insane.
Wow. Okay. And then are you on any social media platforms?
I'm not really. I want to. I mean, I have Facebook, but I'm very seldom are on it. I just don't know a lot about that. So I did just create this website. So it's still fairly new.
Okay.
But once they go to the website, my phone number is there. My email is there. They can contact me. I can answer any other questions. I can send them copies of different clinical studies about their particular health issue. And I can give them the proper protocol to follow so that they can get the best results as soon as possible. I'll give you a real quickie. Asthma and allergies. Okay. What's happening is when your body is losing electrons or short of electrons, your body starts producing too much histamine. Histamine shrinks up your bronchial tubes, making it more difficult to breathe. when you drink, I gave this to a friend of mine who had real bad allergies. Before she finished the 1 gallon I gave her, her nose was running. Everything was clearing up like that quick. So those are some of the simple things, you know, instead of taking antihistamines, just give your body what it needs. So it produces it like it's supposed to.
And then another thing before we conclude, is this good for kids? Like,
yes, but kids need to drink. Now, if you're healthy, you can drink half your body weight in ounces and it'll keep you healthy. If you, and kids, because they're still growing, they should be doing their body weight in ounces, okay. which isn't a lot, but that way it will definitely keep them, because all the ADD and all the different initials they give kids for learning disabilities, all that stuff clears up very quickly.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing that. So I'm going to just do a recap. So for those of you who want to give your children this, it's their body weight in ounces. So if they're 31 pounds, it's 31 ounces. For adults, it's your body weight divided by 2, right?
If they're healthy, yes.
If you're healthy. And it is either a $4,000 investment or a $5,000 investment. The 5,000 one is for the newer machine, and all you do is attach it to your kitchen sink, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then can you put it with like a fridge? Because you know some of the fridges have like the built-in water filter.
No, it's got to be connected directly to the kitchen sink.
Okay, got it. So there you have it. And make sure you head on over to Philip's website. All of his contact information will be in the show notes. So all you do is just click on the hyperlinks. And my big ask is for brand sponsors, because it does take monetary donations to fuel the mission and movement, which is to consistently bring y'all content that is educational, inspirational, and motivational, while also weaving in DEIB, which is diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, because it definitely takes all of us coming together to make this world a better place. You're a gem. You were created on purpose for a purpose, and you have amazing things to put out in this world. So let's leave this world better than we found it and make an imprint in order to make an impact. I'm your host, Genesis Amarskamp, and you just heard Philip Bresnahan, and he's spitting knowledge to help you stay clean mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. So take care of your body, which is your temple. Have an amazing day.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.